We're talking politics, continuing to talk politics now. We were talking about the local elections earlier on. We're talking about the national election, the next general election, because Independent TD, or I suppose formerly Independent TD, Michael Fitzmaurice, has announced that he has joined Independent Ireland, the political party set up by fellow independents Michael Collins and Richard O'Donoghue. And Deputy Fitzmaurice is with me in the line. Deputy Fitzmaurice, good morning to you. You were on with us previously when you talked about the need for independents to move on and to be in the room. You can't call the tune when you're not in the room with the piano. Is that formally why this decision was made, really?
Yeah, look, I spoke about, I made it clear that I wouldn't be running as an independent in the next election, that we needed to try and get a party and a structure going. And every day I meet people and they say, I'm not voting for X, Y, or Z. And then I'd say to them, who are you going to vote for? And then they'd look at you and they'd say, no, I don't want to vote for. So they're getting that opportunity now. But on top of that, as you rightly pointed out, Terry, it is my opinion that you'd have to, if you were to, with the figures the way it's going, that you'll need 12, 15, maybe 20. Who knows? It's going to be up to the people how they'll put a government in place. But the day of the one or two party is, you know, under, is fairly well gone.
Yeah, yeah. Are we heading back for the Rainbow Coalition days? 3, 4,
well,
maybe 5?
Rainbow, but you're looking at, if you look at it so far, you're looking at the goods of 3 in the makeup of most governments now at the moment. So after that, look at it, so the people will decide, and they could go a landslide one way or the other. And all I'm saying is that I've sat down with the two guys over the last few months. We have a lot of policy documents done. With the Hon. Well, there wasn't a hair's breadth between us. I was going doing a party, they had rejected one. Why would you go, when you're of the same belief, why would you go rattling at someone when you both believe the same things? And, you know, that's why I've thrown my lot in with them.
Okay, so you, Michael Collins, Richard O'Donoghue, who else would you be hoping to attract? And will you be running candidates in the locals?
A lot of people would have contacted me when I spoke about the need for a new political party. And to Michael and Richard, a lot of people would have contacted them. We're sitting down with them now in the line of the local elections. We'll be sitting down with them also in the line of the European elections, and let's see how it goes over the next few weeks.
Okay. In this county, we have a hugely successful political operation, 2 TDs and 3 councillors as things stand. Yeah. Who knows after the next election in relation to that? Would you like them to come on board?
Well, sure, look, everyone is welcome to sit down with anybody. The more this together, the better, in my view, and everyone is welcome. But you also respect a person if they don't want to do that. You don't, if somebody believes, I'm not saying that everything I do is right, Jerry, I never will. Every day is a learning day. But it is my opinion at the moment that if you want to, you know, there's a lot of people giving out that this is wrong and that's wrong and that is wrong with our country. Well, in my opinion, if we don't have a solid group with policy documents in the line of a party, that we will to basically be able to get in there where the piano was playing, as you've read earlier on, well then we can give out all we want from our position, but it won't happen because someone else will have the job of doing the policies that they believe in.
Yeah. Okay. Can you be cohesive? Can you all march in the same direction coming from your independent viewpoints up to now?
Look, over in December and right through Christmas, you know, we were doing a lot of documents, and what was, look at, a problem in Limerick or a problem in Kerry or a problem in Galway, they're nearly all the same problems, Sherry. And there's health problems in Kerry, there's housing problems in Kerry, there's agricultural problems in Kerry, there's transport problems in Kerry. There's Middle Ireland people suffering right around the country. So these are common denominators that I think most reasonable people will agree on. But what you need to do is make sure you do things in a common sense fashion, not basically with a mallet that's instead of with a carrot.
Okay, final point. The Dáil resumes tomorrow. The Healyways in the past have said steadfastly that they feel the best way to represent their own constituents here in Kerry is by remaining true independence. Will you be having a conversation with Danny and Michael, perhaps maybe in the corridors of Leinster House?
Listen, I talk to everyone in Leinster House. There's no one that I don't talk to. I'm sort of a person that gets on with everyone. I'll always talk to everyone, no matter what their decision is, whether they want to come with us or whether they don't. I still always respect people for what they are.
Okay, all right, Michael, we'll talk again, no doubt. Thanks, Manny, for talking to us about that in the programme this morning. That's Deputy Michael Fitzmaurice, now of Independent Ireland, the new independent, or the new political party called Independent Ireland, alongside Michael Collins and Richard O'Donoghue.